Good morning. With us is Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Joined us on Mondays. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
I'm just going to read a headline. You go for it. A touch of clash.
Yeah, perhaps some of these investigations might not have occurred that are going on into Mayor de Blasio had he and the governor been able to get along better. Apparently, you know, the mayor is being looked into by the federal prosecutor as well as the Manhattan DA for his fundraising operations activities involving the Senate Democrats in 2014. Apparently, initially, a lot of the money was supposed to flow through the state party, but de Blasio and others got worried that Cuomo really didn't want the Democrats to take control of the Senate, so they decided to go a different way, and that was to use upstate county committees. And now they're being investigated for using those committees and whether or not money was illegally earmarked through the committees to individual candidates.
We also see that a state Senate Democratic aide has been subpoenaed. What's this about?
Yeah, this guy works for the Senate Democrats. He was the campaign manager for Cece Katchik. He was referenced. His name is Matthew Lurch. He was referenced in Risa Sugarman, the Board of Elections Chief Enforcement Counsel, her criminal referral regarding this investigation into the fundraising activities. And an email he had written to one of the county committees was referenced as an example of the problems that may have occurred with this fundraising activity. And now he's been subpoenaed, sources say.
We saw the Dean Skelos and his son sentenced last week. We see that John Sampson's going to be sentenced this week.
Yeah, John Sampson is going to be 3 weeks in a row that a former legislative leader is being sentenced and is expected to get prison time. His conviction had more to do with his law firm and what he had done through his private practice, but still, not a good track record when you're on a once-a-week conviction and sentencing of lawmakers.
Word that the governor's office has remained very quiet since the investigation announced by Preparara into former aides of the governor.
Yeah, no, the governor has only had two appearances since then, says they're cooperating. They're also looking into it themselves. Obviously, this is a major thing. The feds are looking into, in large part, the Buffalo Billion and nanotechnology contracts that have been awarded, and also into two people who have very close ties to the governor, that being his former top aide, Joe Prococo, and Todd Howe, a lobbyist who used to work for the governor as well as his father.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joining us for more. Go to nydailynews.com. Ken, thanks as always.
Anytime. Be well.